A lot of questions about UIF and what the Unemployment Insurance Fund is going to be doing. So we're very delighted that Teboho Maruping, a commissioner at the UIF, has been able to join us. Teboho, good afternoon.
John Mason. It's good to be on your show. I'm really sad for you too about your attendance.
There are more important things, Teboho. Look, I mean, this has come at us very, very suddenly. So a lot of government departments are scrabbling to make information available online, to set up the necessary interfaces with people. So can we start with what the UIF, people who are entitled to extra UIF assistance, who are they and how do they get it?
Okay, the simplicity about UIF, which is sometimes complicated, is we need employers to register for UIF. They must declare their employees every month and contribute every month. And on those basis, those employees, the employer and the employee that is contributing to UIF, therefore, are the deserving people who deserve to be to enjoy benefits from UIF. But that's not always the case, John. There are some employers who have people employed in their businesses. They deduct UIF and UIF money, but it never reaches UIF. And as a result, it puts the employees at risk. But UIF is willing to meet the employees and pay for the benefits that they deserve at this time of the year. But we'll need evidence that they've been employed by companies.
And what help are you giving if they're able to prove that?
Okay, at this stage, there's a number of benefits. But for the lockdown, the minister has pronounced a COVID-19 TERS. A COVID-19 TERS, which is a temporary employee relief scheme. The intention of this benefit is intended for both the employer and the employee. And it is intended for the employee in that we are going to pay a certain percentage of the salary to the employees. And it is a benefit for the employer because during this period, the relationship between the employee and the employer is retained, and the employer doesn't have to pay the full salary to the employee. UIF will cater for the percentage that we are going to be paying, which is no less than the minimum wage.
Yeah, there was an announcement today that an agreement has been reached in this regard with the clothing industry, that there will be alternate weeks where the wages are paid by the employer and by the UIF. Does that apply to all industries now, or are there going to be sectoral agreements which will be rolled out over the next days?
I think the agreement we've reached with the bargaining council of the clothing industry is an exciting example of how government and private sector and organized labor can work together. And for us, we are hoping that more and more bargaining councils will come to the fore and say this is a national problem and we want to help and make this thing easy. Because if you work via the bargaining council, it then has a collection of organized labor, a collection of businesses in one pot. And we're able to either transfer money to the bargaining council and enable them to process claims for the employers and employees, which becomes a less cumbersome process, especially during a lockdown where people have limited movement and most of the services may be closed during this time.
Okay, so if most industries are organized into bargaining councils.
Yes.
So one by one, you're going to be talking to the bargaining councils and you hope fairly quickly reach with them the same agreement that you've already reached with the clothing industry.
It's my plea, John, that all the bargaining councils, they must make an effort to reach to us. We are engaging organized labor, that let's get all the bargaining councils or organized business where they are organized, that we can resolve this problem without making this issue a burden of the UIF. Because with all people applying, it may become too burdensome for UIF to process 16.1 million claims at a go. It may be way too burdensome. And therefore, hence we are taking this route of working with bargaining councils, employers, and organized labor.
So this would replace the idea of having some kind of UIF payment holiday, or is that still under discussion?
You see, the concept of a UIF contribution holiday, if you think about it, the concept of contribution requires that you may have people employed. And if you don't have anyone employed for a period who is not providing any service to you, ideally you should not be paying UIF. And therefore, each of these items, we are going to engage with each party as and when they surface, or on a case basis.
Okay, so the idea is still on the table.
It's still on the table, yes.
Okay, and in terms of efficiency, Teboho, I hope you won't be too offended if I tell you that UIF doesn't have the best reputation for organizational efficiency and speedy payments.
You're going to make me cry now. No, I think you are telling the truth. We have a history that there's been instances where there were long queues. We have instances where maybe a claim took longer than expected, and the public has not been impressed in a number of instances with us. But I can confirm that over time we have improved. And just for this benefit, so that we can give comfort to the public, for this benefit alone, what we are doing, we are working with businesses, we are working with the bargaining councils. We've automated the calculation such that the bargaining council will send up to the bargaining council the template that they must use to give us the list of employees. We have an automated process to calculate what is due to the employees, and then we send it back to the bargaining council with a deposit. Because what we'll say, if you have 100 employees, as an example, we'll calculate what each employee is due to them, and then the total. If from 100 employees, the total is 10 million rands, we'll transfer 10 million rands to the bargaining council or to the employer, and the employer will pay their individual employees. In the main, because the employer already has the account details of these employees, they've been using these accounts for years. Whereas UIF will have to go to the bank and test if this account is real, if it's genuine and it's for the right person, and the employer already has tested this account.
Okay. And one final question, Teboho, which listeners are asking me. What are the rules with UIF and lockdown? Is one allowed to go and collect or stand in a line in the hopes of collecting UIF, or do you have to wait until the 21-day lockdown, or if it's extended, how long it's extended for, before you can go to a UIF office to collect your money?
Okay, there's a number of options. There are people who are already enjoying benefits as we speak. Those people, they just need to drop us an email or check on our website and just send us an email to confirm that they're still unemployed. Because that's all they need to do, just to confirm that I'm still unemployed. We're also looking at automating this process. Instead of a person coming to the UIF, we may communicate during the course of this week or on Monday that they may not have to come to UIF, or just process their claims for the month of April. Because that's the only thing outstanding right now, is for the new month. The month of March we've already processed. For the new claims, we're asking people to use our online platform and pick up the forms, sign them, and then send them back through the online platform and attach them on the online platform. We are going to be having people who will be working throughout the shift to process those claims.
Thank you very much to Teboho Maruping, Commissioner at the UIF.